The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Beyond the Bite podcast. I'm your host, DJ Sample, and on this podcast, we take a dish and talk beyond the taste and discuss the culture and significance behind the dish. Join me as we travel across various cultures through flavor. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Beyond the Bite podcast series. This is the fourth episode within this series, and before I start, I hope you guys are having a good day, and I want to let you know that today's episode closely follows the last, but it's seen through a different lens. Different people, different time. So let's dig in, shall we? There's a moment, right before the rice hits the pan, when everyone is quiet. Not because they're told to, but because they know. That sound, that dry hiss, when the grain touches the hot steel. It means you're about to wait. And in Spain, waiting together is kind of half of the meal. You don't rush paella, you don't portion paella, you don't make it for one. You make it when people are coming over, when the afternoon is wide open, and when nobody's checking the time. So when it's done, you don't serve it. You gather around it. Morning in Valencia comes in quietly. Maybe you can smell coffee or some citrus peels, or maybe even a hint of sea air. You could follow the usual path, going to cafes, maybe taking some photos. And then, off in the distance, you see a restaurant that advertises authentic paella. A few minutes out of the city, the land flattens into flooded rice fields that shine like mirrors. Birds pick through the water. The horizon drops low and wide. This, ladies and gentlemen, is where paella begins. Not in a kitchen, not on a menu, but out here in nature, where lunch was cooked over a fire with whatever was nearby, and also whatever could be carried in two hands. Rice from these patties, maybe some rabbit from the day's hunt. Some snails from that bush over there, green beans and olive oil from the farm. Just maybe, if you're lucky enough, some saffron, if the week had been kind to you. There is no recipe, no performance, just hunger, fire, and lots of time. Paella wasn't meant to really impress anyone. It was meant to feed people who were already tired. Cooked in the same way, in the same place, with the same people, over and over and over and over again, until lunch quietly became tradition, and where tradition becomes identity. From the fields to fire, this is where paella truly begins. Inside of the pan, over patience and heat. Once the pan is hot, the work begins. Olive oil first, a generous, golden, glossy amount. Garlic follows, then crushed tomatoes. Softening slowly in the heat. You don't rush this. You let it collapse, darken, and deepen. This is where the flavor grows, layer by layer, without hurry. Someone tears bread, another pours wine. Someone tells a story that doesn't have a point. This is the rhythm of paella. Cooking, conversation, and waiting all at once. Short grain rice goes in next. It toasts slightly inside of the base before the broth arrives. And here's the rule that surprises most outsiders. Once the liquid hits, you stop stirring. No stirring, no fiddling, no interference. The heat takes over. The rice absorbs the liquid, which causes the flavors to meld. Underneath all this goodness, a miracle quietly begins to form. The crisp, nutty, caramelized layer of bottom that will become the star of the meal. Paella is as much about patience as it is ingredients. The dish teaches you to wait, to observe, and to trust the process. In that stillness, the flavor and the moment comes alive. When the dish starts cooking, I want to let you guys know that it becomes a starting place. Conversations stretch, glasses of wine are topped off while stories are told. As this all happens, time slowly fades away. People lean towards the pan, not out of hunger, but because waiting together is merely part of the meal. Like hot pot, paella is never eaten alone. It's shared, circling from spoon to mouth, hand to hand. The pan is the spectacle, the fire, the heartbeat. Everyone gathers around it. Let's immerse ourselves just a little bit more here as we wait for the pan of paella to finish cooking. Here's a story. A couple weeks ago, my cousin that's not from here came to visit us. She recommended a restaurant for us to eat at on her third day of visiting here. It's actually a really fancy restaurant. It's called Macarena. I hope I'm saying that correctly, but it's in Palo Alto and it's really good food. It's a Spanish restaurant ran by Michelin star chefs, so you can already imagine the price. And what they specialize in is paella, as you could imagine. And all of us were talking, catching up on life, what I've been doing in college, what my cousin has been doing to fill her days, as well as my parents. But through that time, I realized how important catching up with people are. It must have been maybe 20, 30 minutes for this paella to arrive. And keep in mind, the restaurant was really busy. On the menu, it said paella would serve two people. As soon as the food arrived, it looked absolutely amazing. I cannot stress how good this food looked, and even much so, how it tasted. I wish I can show you viewers a picture of the food, but lo and behold, I will try and describe it audibly. The dish came in a pretty sizable pan. It was really fancy black rice that was topped with really fancy, nice cut of steak, as well as some greens to garnish. The flavors were so profound and really deep, especially for a dish that doesn't really take that much ingredients. As we ate the food, we grew a lot closer, and that's what really matters. We took lots of nice photos, not just of the food, but of the venue. It really reminded me of being in Spain. The decor, the lush green foliage, the dim but warm lighting. It was really nice. And after eating, we walked around a little to ease our stomachs. And now, the sound that you've been waiting for. Metal against metal. Someone digging straight in. The crispy, caramelized rice at the bottom. Smoky, nutty. The reward of patience. And as the food arrives, conversations pause. Everyone leans in. That bite like time well spent. Now, I'll leave you with this little anecdote here. In my lifetime, I've eaten a lot of meals alone, mostly in my dorm room, but also in hotels and at airports, watching the clock as they mattered more than what was in front of me. The food that I ate was necessary, but fleeting. Functional. Paella doesn't allow that. You can't rush it. You can't hide behind it. You can't eat in silence without feeling the weight of absence. The absence of community, of waiting, of sharing. It forces you to be present, really to slow down, to notice the way the heat curls over the pan, the way garlic darkens in the oil, the way the rice swells, as well as shimmers as it absorbs the broth. Paella is a lesson that generosity, patience, and connection. It reminds me that meals are more than eating. They're rituals. They're pauses in the rush of life. They prove that time spent together, waiting, watching, tasting, talking, that is as nourishing as the food itself. Paella is a lesson of generosity, patience, and connection. It teaches that meals aren't plated for one. They're shared together. They're shared from the center. And in that sharing, you find something rare. Presence. Belonging, a quiet joy that lingers along as the pan empties. In Spain, paella isn't just rice. It's time you can smell. Community you can taste. A reminder that the best meals aren't hurried. They're shared together, around the same pan, waiting for the same hiss, as well as savoring the same moment.